see, it occurred to me with Rob in the studio, Rob Greenfield, that we got to play I Want Candy. But, and so this is for Lisa and Sarah, especially. Rob, sidle up to the microphone. How are you there?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me. It's a beautiful day.
It is. And you rode your bike down, but you didn't ride the bamboo bike.
No, and I actually didn't end up riding my bike.
Whoa, no. What happened?
Because I'm doing something else today.
Oh.
A campaign called $7 in 7 hours in Chicago.
Which is what?
Which means I left my house with $7 in my pocket, and I cannot spend it on myself, and I have 7 hours of wandering around just living. And with the clothes on my back.
Wait. Now, where do you find these things to do? You ride your bike across the country on a bamboo bike for 4,500 miles off the grid, you know, drinking water out of leaking fire hydrants. And then, now, how did you get in this $7 thing?
You know, to be honest, what happened was a girl contacted me on Facebook who goes to DePaul University, and she was inspired by some of my stories, wants to start living a simpler life.
Uh-huh.
And a life where you can be happy with just what you have. And so she approached me and I said, hey, let's hit the streets tomorrow. I'll show you how to live with no money and we'll have some fun. Well, she ended up getting the flu or food poisoning, and so now I'm on my own today.
Oh, boy.
So $7, 7 hours, and I can only spend these $7 on other people.
Well, what about lunch?
Lunch I'll have to find.
I mean, that's my biggest concern.
All right, because we don't have a lot of time, but you are used to that because you just did this Across America tour where you said, define living off the grid as you did this. You did this off the grid. How many days did it take you to?
104 days on the road.
Okay.
And so the idea was, I use the term off the grid across America, but what it really came down to was having the lowest environmental impact as I possibly could for the entire ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took resourcefulness. It wasn't always a clear-cut path, do this way, do this way. Mm-hmm. It just came down to, all right, I need food, but I'm not going to have a negative impact on the environment. How am I going to get food? And that came down to either buying local organic food from farmers markets, visiting farms, or eating food from the dumpsters behind grocery stores, mm-hmm. because there's no negative environmental impact by doing that.
And a lot of people do the dumpster diving, and I know there's people who go, ew, how can you, you're going to die. Well, no, not really. You're not. Okay.
Totally.
I mean, this guy's in great shape. Of course, mostly that has to do with the bicycle and not dumpster diving, but, you know, it's and energy, you had solar panels?
Yep. So the rule.
You're going to make Lisa happy with this.
So let me tell you the 5 rules of the road. First was that I could only use electricity that I created myself, which was mostly via solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
Second was that I could only drink water from natural sources, such as lakes, rivers, and rain, or wells, or that was going to waste, such as leaky faucets or fire hydrants. Third was that I could only eat locally grown, organic, unpackaged food or food going to waste. Fourth was create near zero trash, which I only created 2 pounds for the entire 104 days.
And then you schlepped it with you?
The whole way. Yep, I had it with me all the way until about a week ago.
Oh my gosh.
And then the last was I could only shop at businesses that practiced social and environmental responsibility.
And you must have that list in advance, I assume.
That was the most challenging as a consumer, being able to tell whether a business is practicing those.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes you don't know. They say they are, and sometimes it's greenwashing.
Yep. So for me, it came down to going to the farmer, going to the individual local stores, and really just keeping things simple, not having to buy a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly am not anti-capitalist in any way, but I am for supporting businesses that are doing things in a way that's good for the people, good for the planet, and also good for themselves and their employees.
Mm-hmm. And it's all for a good cause. I mean, I want to make sure you get your charities out here. Yeah, I mean, you've got, you know, your Greenfield Adventures, and if you want to see more information, go to my website, mikenovak.net, and link. But you're going to go to www.greenfieldadventures.org.
Yep.
But you're also supporting the 1% for the planet.
Yeah, so I'm an ambassador for 1% for the planet. And really, the whole mission of this trip was to inspire Americans to start living a happier, healthier life for themselves, for the earth, and for their community. It's that simple. It's not about supporting any nonprofit or business. It just comes down to us as individuals taking action, doing what we know is right, and starting to live the lives that we really want to. But one way that I could get people involved was by giving them the opportunity to donate funds to nonprofits who can do great work with the money. And mm-hmm. so I work with 1% for the Planet, which is a network of businesses that give 1% of their revenue to environmental groups that do great work.
And you can find that information on my website. Okay. I apologize. This came up rather quickly this week that, you know, you were in town and you're going to be leaving town. And I said, okay, I'll squeeze them in the show. Let's get them on the show because I wanted to talk. But I want people to do that and see because you got lots of videos up there about your trip and lots of press. I mean, you've been all over the place. So, yep. You know, this little tidy little show is not going to make any difference to you.
Oh,
but,
no,
I'm glad you came down. All right. Here's what he's going to do. I want you to take the shirt off, okay? All right.
I got
the camera.
All right. Let me tell you, Chicago, if you're out and about today, you can look for me. I'll be in a blue shirt that says Another Best Day if
right,
I'm
and
wearing
it. And I'm taking
it.
Photos here. All right.
And
Lisa, get in that shot.
A green Patagonia hat, and I'm not wearing any shoes. So if you see me wandering around Chicago today, come say hi.
Oh, wait. Now
and,
I got to fall in the maybe, shot. You know, this is live, I'll have you know. All right?
And maybe we can eat an apple today if you can find me.
I hope one of those is in focus. Well, Rob Greenfield, I want to thank you for being here. When we end the show, I always say go green, and you guys say go home, okay? So are you ready? Go green or
go home.
Love it.